Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's TAC meeting. Today is Thursday, January 19th, 2023. It's pretty close to 1:30 p.m. Item number one, call to order, a determination of a quorum.
There is one.
There is one. Very good. Meeting on, moving on to item two, meeting minutes from the December 8th, 2022 meeting. Reference attachment 2A. If you've reviewed, I need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Paradise.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item three, staff reports. Item 3A, financial progress report. Reference attachment 3A, Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see, our financial progress report runs through November 30th of 2022. We've spent about 25% of the budget, and we are in good fiscal shape. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
No questions for Mr. Baker. I need a motion to approve the financial progress report.
So moved, McCleary.
Second, Hadley.
Very, very good. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the financial progress report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Item 3B, technical progress report, Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just three items for you today. First of all, work is ongoing on the 2024 TIP. At the March meeting, you can expect a little more information on, you know, how that's going. But one of the things we've been kicking around is how we make the TIP more public-facing and interactive. Have a couple staff that are working on developing a web application and just trying to make it more public-facing. So I'm excited about that. Safe Streets for All, a lot of work has happened just in the last few weeks. Our survey closed last week, and we ended up with 301 responses and 130 map responses, so we're pretty happy with that. Our task force also met, and we were able to kind of make a definitive decision on our high injury network, and so we're starting to get into the more exciting phase of what this all means and what our recommendations look like. So we're working pretty closely with our task force on that, and also a web application has been, like a GIS application has been built for that, which is tremendously helpful for us starting to kind of see the trends graph, you know, on a map of what's occurring and the seriousness of issues. So that project's moving along well. And then speaking of safety, I just wanted to mention a few of us went to ODOT yesterday to meet with their highway safety program staff. And just wanted to share a couple of what I thought were some of the main takeaways, because this could help you in terms of future project planning. But the big thing that we heard loud and clear, which probably won't be a surprise, is there's very clear focus on fatal and serious injury crashes, almost to the point where they're not even really concerned with total crashes. It's all very focused on FSIs. And their programs are very much focused on reducing roadway departure crashes, which in our region, that's what, you know, we have the highest number of also. But the roadway departures and then pedestrian crashes and just that multimodal focus. And then one of the key words that I kept hearing is a big focus on corridor transformations. I think at a statewide level, kind of seeing the same thing that we're seeing on a lot of our roads. A lot of our most severe crashes are on our big, you know, 4 or 5 lane arterial routes, and trying to transform those to account for all users. So sometimes that might include like a road diet or treatments like that, but just at the very least incorporating other modes of transportation and kind of how we rethink those corridors. So that's all I have for this month. I'm happy to answer any questions. Yeah.
Is the GIS mapping you reference, is that available to the public?
It can be and probably will be soon. It's developed, and I think we're ready to share that with the task force, Brad. And then I think we probably can and eventually will put that on our website so that that's available for everyone.
Yeah, I know at one of our last task meetings, I guess, we were using the map quite a bit, and there's some nice features in it that I think would help locals establish.
Very much, yeah. And it's been cleaned up a lot even since you would have seen it. I have to say it's very slick, and you can, you know, within 20 minutes of playing around, you can very clearly start to see trends and get into the details of what's occurring, where it's occurring, with, you know, even crash-specific type, you know, with an individual crash, what happened. And so it's been very helpful for us, but we do eventually plan on seeing that as a public kind of thing. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Very good, thank you. Moving on to item 3C, MX Federal Funds Report, reference attachment 3C, and Mr. Collette.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. MX is in pretty good shape with our funding balances. Our STBG funding is slightly over budgeted by about $500,000, and then our TASA is under budgeted by almost the same amount, so those two kind of cancel out. We have a we're over budgeted by about $1.5 million in CMAC, but we don't worry about that too much because that's a statewide program now, and we can someone else, if we have extra money, someone else can use it. The other thing is, as we begin the third quarter of fiscal year 23, there's still 15 STBG projects left to sell, and two TASA projects and one CMAC project. Time goes fast, and before you know it, we'll be in the fourth quarter, and we want to try to, you know, stay in front of when those projects need to sell. So if you have any difficulties or need any help with anything, let us know. And one last thing is we'll be accepting applications for funding again in the summer, fall of fiscal year 23. With that being said, usually before that process begins, we update our funding policy guidelines. So if there's anything on your mind, something you'd like to maybe see changed, we don't expect to make any major changes, but if there's anything you would like to see changed, maybe jot it down, make a note of it, and eventually the TAC TIP subcommittee will meet and we'll discuss any possible changes to our funding policy guidelines before the actual funding process takes place. So with that, I'll take any questions.
All right. Quiet audience today. Moving on to item 4, old business. Do we have any old business?
We do not.
Item 5, new business. Draft fiscal year 2024 transportation planning work program. Reference attachment 5A. Ms. Ryder.
Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2024 Transportation Planning Works Program and Budget, which guides the work of the AMAP staff from July of this year to June 30th of 2024. Included in 5A is the draft local share. This local share is greater than in the past due to additional consolidated planning grant funds that AMAP will receive, which has to be matched. We will be requesting approval of the final work program come this May. AMS staff requests a motion to allow us to submit this draft work program to ODOT for review. With that, I can answer any questions.
No questions? All right. There was a motion requested to pass the draft plan. I have a motion.
Jim Mullen, move to approve.
Second, will you please?
A motion and a second. Therefore, all those in favor of passing the draft transportation planning work program and budget, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There is none. Moving on to resolutions. Resolution 6A, 2023-01, approving the amendment number 25 to the fiscal year 21-24 transportation improvement program to revise the funding for an existing project. Reference 6A, Mr. Flynn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment 25 is an amendment to increase funding to a project in Wayne County. This is an ODOT project. We do not have any MX funding in it, but it has to be reflected in the TIB because of the magnitude of the project. The federal, it's on State Route 21, and it's a major rehabilitation, highway rehabilitation project, along with some bridge components and some safety components. We're increasing the funding on the federal and the state level, and the project is construction is scheduled in fiscal year 24. So it's a an upcoming project. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Yes.
Not a question. Just a I think there's a typo on the resolution. Refers to 22. It should be 23. At the top?
Yeah. We'll make that change for policy. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Right, any other questions for Dave? All right. Motion is requested for resolution 23-01.
So move approved.
Jim Bowling second? Is that what I heard? That's what I heard.
I was looking at Carrie. All right, thank you. That was terrific. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of passing resolution 2301 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 6B, resolution 23-02, approving support for ODOT. Is that construction?
CY? Yeah, calendar year.
Calendar year, 2023 safety goals.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Gardner.
Attachment 6B in your packet. This resolution provides the staff an opportunity to support ODOT's statewide 2% annual reduction for all five safety performance measures. The safety factors are the number of fatalities, the fatality rate, the number of serious injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. This is the same as last year's target, 2% reduction, which was met successfully according to the latest estimate for last year's safety data. Secondly, AMATS is agreeing to plan and program projects so that they contribute towards the accomplishment of ODOT safety-related targets, which we already do. And thirdly, AMATS agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process, which we've already used also. So the staff is requesting approval of resolution 2023-02. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Gardner? All right, there are no questions. A motion has been requested. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Jenkins.
All right.
Bowling second.
Bowling second. Terrific. All right, we have a motion and a second to pass resolution 23-02. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Is there any other business?
The only other business is that I am down to our last seven Highway Memories AMATS calendars. So don't all rush me at once. We do send these out, but I know every year someone comes to me and says, do you have any more of these? These are the last. I knew you were going to be one of them, Jim. So Jim gets the first one. But if anybody else does, just stop up here and grab it. So.
I think you told me they're only $10 a piece.
$20, but if I like you, I'll give you the 10% discount.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Are these autographed? Or
they can be.
Autographed, please.
All right, if there's nothing else, we will move to adjourn. Our next meeting is Thursday, March 16th. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.